This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending March 28th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $250.80, which was $6.29 higher. There were 631 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $246.98, which was $1.42 higher. There were 6,000 total loads sold, which was 553 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,261 loads, which was 138 loads lower than last week, and they are about 54% of the total sales volume. Exports, as reported in the weekly box beef report, were at 675 loads, which was 264 loads lower than the previous week. 74 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 601 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were at 840 loads, which was 305 loads lower than last week. The current outfront sales this week were mostly chuck and round products, which totaled over 1.7 million pounds, and their average prices were $4 to $6 below the current spot prices. There was also 237,000 pounds of ribeyes, which were priced below the current market prices. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were $1 lower to $1 higher, and those middle meats, which are loins and ribs, were $4 to $5 higher and are continuing their seasonal price rallies as we begin this grilling season. The cow cutout was at $231.76 and the select cutout was at $246.71 on Friday, putting the spread at $15. The cow cutout was 65 cents higher, and those 90% trimmings were 41 cents higher last Friday. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for March 21st showed that we imported 23,595 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 1,800 more than last week, and it equates to almost 52 million pounds of imported meat for that 1 week. Year-to-date for the first 12 weeks this year, we are running 45% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 93%, and New Zealand is up 31%. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, those live prices were mostly $2 higher again this week, and those dress prices were $2 to $3 higher at $2.62 to $2.63. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 13 pounds lower at 1267, but was still 21 pounds higher than last year, which was 1246 last year. This is the time of the year when weights continue to decline, and we are following that trend, but at higher weights than last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending March 14th was 5 pounds lower at 871, but that is still 15 pounds above the previous year, which was 856 last year, and the 5-year average was 843. So once again, we're following the weights downward in the spring like we normally do, but at a much higher level than last year. And the choice select spread was $4.09 on Friday, which would be almost $3 higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.